Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, this is Bill Williamson, and this is Silver and Black Pride, and this is our weekly podcast, and here we are again, another ebb and flow week of this season. It's been incredible. Highs and lows, and lows and highs, and more lows, and now there's glows, and you know, and that's why, and I don't want to give you like false hope this week, but you know, this is a crazy NFL season. This is a particularly crazy Raiders season. They're playing the Chiefs. Won five straight games. The Raiders have lost four out of five. The Raiders' offense is in the doldrums. The Chiefs' defense hasn't given up more than 17 points in a five-game stretch, averaging 11 points a game allowed. So in this crazy season, it almost makes you feel like, well, yeah, the opposite's going to happen because we're not expecting it. And maybe, I mean, look, the Raiders play their worst game of the year against the Chiefs 4 weeks ago. So maybe they will play well. It has responded, right? It has stood up. So I wouldn't discount it because crazy things happen this year. Yeah, they're 9.5-point underdog, but crazy stuff has happened. And the Chiefs' defense has been really good. The offense has been kind of weird lately, other than that great game against the Raiders. But, I mean, Mahomes hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in the last two games. He's had a lot of drops by guys. So, who knows? I'm not discounting it at all. The weather is supposed to be really good. Supposed to, last time I looked, supposed to be like 55 and sunny. Come on, when's the last time that's happened in mid-December? So you can't say, hey, Derek Carr can't win there in the cold. It's not going to be that cold unless things change the weather pattern. Now, next week, night game against the Browns, we'll see. Maybe something similar to what we saw last night in Buffalo. That was wild, wasn't it? So, yeah, but this Raider team, going back to the Washington loss, they've lost four of five, we said. I'm not trying to sound like I told you so, because I didn't say anything, because I didn't want to bust bubbles. But I thought that Dallas game was a little bit of a mirage because the Cowboys screwed it up so bad. And we talked about that. And that's not taking anything against the Raiders. And guess what? Those things came back. I'm a big believer in things floating to the top in the NFL, that you are what you are. And, you know, last year, I remember Derek Carr said earlier this year, hey, four or five plays go the other way, we're 12-4. Yeah, bro, four or five plays go the other way on the other side, and you're 3-13. So, you know what I mean? They were 8-8, and that's what they were. Some things happened in the Dallas game in the Raiders' favor that didn't happen against Washington. Well, guess what? They lost the close game. They won the close game. It's just the way it is. I know there was some penalties that they weren't called or were called both ways on Sunday that you're mad about. Well, there is plenty of penalties that the Cowboys got called on that may have not went, that could have gone uncalled. So it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. They're 5-6, and that's where they're at, and they have to figure it out. And they're at an 12th or 11th place in the AFC playoff standing. And the bottom line is, because there's so many teams that are 500 or more, I think there's 12 of them, that you're going to have to get to a win plateau. And probably right now it looks like that win plateau is 10. It could change, but with 5 weeks left, so essentially, we got to look at it right now, and again, it changes week to week, but right now, we've got to think the Raiders need to go about 4-1 the rest of the way. And their five games are against teams that are higher standing than them in the AFC. And one of them's Denver, and they're right there. But as far as percentage goes, you know, they have the same record against the Broncos, actually, and they have the tiebreaker right now. But they're right there. But, you know, it's the Broncos. What will go in order? It's the Chiefs, the Browns. The Browns are slightly ahead of the Raiders there. And then it's the Broncos. And then it's the Colts. And then it's the Chargers are slightly. So, you know, they're winnable games, but they're also tough games. And for a team that's, you know, 6-6 and the last four is 5, you got to say, well, it may be a tough ask to go 4-1. If they lose this game against Kansas City, they're pretty much done in the AFC West title. Because they'd be down 3 and lost the tiebreaker because the Chiefs would have swept them with 4 games to go. So they're pretty much toast, right? But yeah, they just got to go out and play. And, you know, the offense is worrisome right now. And, you know, this is a team that's averaged 22 points a game this season. But check this out. And it's 6 wins, they're averaging 32 points a game. That's pretty elite stuff. However, in its 6 losses, it's averaging 13.5 a game. That's why they're averaging 22 points a game. They don't really score 22 points a game. They either score over 30 or less than 2 touchdowns. I mean, this is a team that in 6 of its last 9 games has scored 16 or less points, and that's the second most in the league against the and only ahead of the anemic Houston Texans. Yeah, let that sink in. And in 2 of those games, it was coached by John Gruden, and the rest have been by Bisaccia. The Raiders are 3-2 with Gruden, and what are they now? 3-4 without him. And in the losses, Bisaccia looks lost. His staff, offensive staff, looks lost. You know, we've talked about it. I think the best way to go about this is hire an offensive coach and try to keep Bradley. And he's under contract, so that might be easier said than they can do it. So I think that might be a way, you know, to do this. I don't, you know, if Bisaccia, if they get to the playoffs, yeah, Bisaccia probably gets, should deserve a chance to stay. But if not, I don't think so. If they finish 1 game out of the playoffs, 1 spot out of the playoffs, if they're the number 8 seed and the 7 teams go, I don't think he should go. I don't think he should stay. But if they get there, hey, this guy. But, you know, maybe there's a reason why he doesn't get that many targets. Maybe he's just a once-in-a-while guy. He's gotten a lot of targets in the last couple of games, and I think he has 2 catches. Brian Edwards. Everybody loves Brian Edwards. If you look at his overall stats, they're not good. They're not starter quality. Yes, he has some moments. And this is his second year. I mean, we're going to find out more about him next year. I think receiver's a big need for the Raiders next year. But then there's guys like Hunter Renfro, who's almost got 1,000 yards. He should get to 1,000 yards. He's an excellent football player. You know, he's a good fit. Max Crosby, he's a guy that's always shows up. And that's what they need, guys to show up. So, you know, we'll see. Again, the injuries that they got in this game the other day, not too bad. Most of those guys should be back. You know, defense played pretty good against Washington, right? Red zone defense is not good, but defense played pretty good. They got to do that against Kansas City. They got to get Kelsey covered. The Kelsey killed them the last time they played. Kelsey hasn't done much since they played. I think he has 8 catches combined in the last 2 games. Because they had a bye week. But they have to stop him. Logan Thomas, before he got hurt the other day, had some big plays. Really helped them win. They got to get DeSean Jackson going. And the dude's been a Raider for 4 games. He made big contribution in 1 and not so much the other 3. They won that 1 game. they need him, especially with the other receivers, you know, marginalized. Other, you know, if you can get Waller going and Renfro going and D-Jack's going, should be enough. Should be enough. And that's what they need in this game. It, you know, you got to get these receivers going. Catch the ball on defense when it goes into your hands. That is a problem for the Raiders' defense. They got to get... Mahomes had a lot of protection in that game. They have to finish him off. They got to get to him. And on the other side, the Raiders got to protect Carr better. They didn't protect him very good against the Chiefs. They didn't protect very good against Washington. That has to improve. You know? I liked what I saw from Kuntz and Diablo. Will those guys play much more this season? Well, you know, those aren't problem spots. The only reason they're playing because of injuries. But, hey, it gives you hope for next year. Especially Diablo. This dude had 11 tackles and is really his most significant play on defense. He's been mostly a special teamer. I like that. That's exciting. So, yeah, going into this game, you got to do the stuff well that you haven't been doing. That's how they're going to win. Get turnovers. It has to be the opposite of what of the Chiefs game, the last Chiefs game. And that's it. And if they win, well, hey, they got a heartbeat again, and now you just got to go 3-1, and we'll see. If they lose, it could get real ugly. So another freaking big game. So get ready for it. Have fun. Enjoy your life. We'll worry about the scariness on Sunday. We'll be talking to you on Tuesday next week. Have fun. Again, have fun, be safe. That's my message to you. Take care. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride.